the rest of the story. Ever had a Christmas in the Caribbean? World travelers say you should at least once. This is the story of a bunch of folks who had just that in mind, Christmas Day in the mystical port of Sipangu. But things went awry out there in the deep blue-green, and that is the rest of the story. Now, back to the Christmas in the Caribbean. Christmas Day was days away. The skipper and the happy crew could take the ports as they came. They could enjoy the day life and the night life and most cordially afford to bide their time. But it was Christmas in the alluring exotic port of Sipangu to which they were looking forward. By Christmas Eve, they were off the island coast. The skipper stood on the deck, looking out toward the gloriously moonlit coast. "What do you think?" he asked his first mate. "Yep, that's it." No question was the answer. Together they gazed at it as if trying to dredge up the distant memory of a picture postcard. "They'd cut back and take her easy now," said the skipper. By morning, they'd set gently into that magic port for the biggest Christmas bash anybody ever celebrated south of Florida. The sparkling black water was remarkably calm that evening. Perhaps everybody'd had a nightcap. Anyway, the skipper yawned in the clear sea air, headed below deck for a good night's sleep. First mate could take the helm, he said. But the first mate wasn't too keen on staying awake himself, so he passed the buck a bit further, turned the helm over to a cabin boy, and that, well, that was one mistake too many. Later that night, the skipper and the crew were rudely awakened by a crunching jolt. Their craft, unskillfully guided by an inexperienced cabin boy, their craft had struck a reef. The minute the first mate awakened, he knew what had happened. Now, he was the part owner of the vessel. He panicked. He ran topside. He jumped into a lifeboat and started rowing. And then the skipper gave the official abandon ship order. And the tired, disgruntled adventurers sobered up long enough to ferry themselves to shore in a more or less orderly fashion. And when the sun came up, they still didn't know that they had not found their way to exotic Sipangu after all. Somehow, instead, they had wound up back in Haiti on a sparsely populated side of that island. So, that glorious Caribbean Christmas Day was celebrated unceremoniously, removing supplies from their reef-stuck craft. Now, in the years to come, the skipper would return, but his celebrations, forever after, would be much more carefully planned. And though his first Caribbean cruise was not exactly the smoothest, nonetheless, it was most memorable, for that Christmas in the Caribbean was the very, very first ever. The first Christmas cruise to the Caribbean. In 1492. The craft that struck a reef, never ever to sail again, that was the Santa Maria. I think you know the name of the skipper, but I thought you should know the rest of the story.